And we are on air.
Hello. Good night, good afternoon, good evening. We thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us tonight on this spontaneous night.
Well, it's supposed to be Friday. It's not really spontaneous.
So welcome back. It's Saturday. Another fun-filled Saturday in Sin City.
Ooh, your computer is dirty.
You gotta tell everybody.
Now they all know. Welcome, everyone. My name is Ashley, and I'm here with Mr. Sippy. Free for all Fridays with Sip and Ashley on a Saturday. That's what it's called.
Because Friday, we sipped a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
Too much. M-U.
Friday, we went to this upscale restaurant.
Yes.
And we sat at the bar.
Yes.
With other bar patrons.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It was very, very, very upscale.
If you ever get a chance to go to this upscale restaurant out here in Vegas, I don't know if they have them nationwide. But if you ever come out here to Vegas, it's called Applebee's. And if you ever have a chance to come to Vegas and go to Applebee's, you got to turn it all the way off. Please go out and try. For people that don't understand what Applebee's is, how can people say it?
Applebee's.
That's how they pronounce it.
That's how the commoners.
Okay. for the upscale folks such as ourselves, we call it Applebee's
or Pomme de Bay.
Yeah, you know. So we go to Target and Wally World sometimes. Ooh. As well. All right. So Applebee's.
Jacques Pinet.
Oh yeah. Jacques Pinet is an awesome spot to go to. But yeah, we had had a few glasses of Maker's Mark
with a sweet
and sour drink and some peach schnapps. Yeah. It's one of those drinks that sneak up on you, because I had about three.
And I had three.
You had three. And then I think that was all I had to drink all day.
Yeah.
That was the only liquids I had, so it kind of hit me quickly. But we did have some 50 Cent wings.
Oh, yeah. Chicken balls.
Chicken balls. Because she don't like the bone in.
No.
I like the bone in.
No.
I like the bone in.
We had Asian chili.
Asian chili. And, of course, she likes garlic parmesan.
Garlic parm.
I need to have some lemon pepper.
Garlic parm.
I think I'm a lemon pepper person now.
So
say that three times fast. Lemon pepper person.
So there's this other wing place that we like. It's called Trap Wings.
Trap Wings. They're on Instagram. It's called Trap Wings Vegas or Trap Wings LV. But it's a food truck and they got some good lemon pepper wings.
It's so good.
They're very good. So, and they have regular fries, but
we caught their fries on a bad day.
Caught the fries on a bad day. When they came to my school, they were good. So you got to get their french fries, just regular crinkle cut fries, but they're seasoned. I think they put like a mixture of salt and sugar together.
Mm.
But it's like you can taste a hint of the sugar and a hint of the salt. Tastes real good. So I think that's something I want to try.
You want to get some tomorrow?
What, some wings?
Some trap wings.
I guess so. I don't know what flavor we had. It was lemon pepper.
No, but it was wet though.
Yeah, it was a lemon pepper wet.
Usually lemon pepper's dry.
No, they have it to where you can get lemon pepper wet now.
Oh.
Yeah. So
it was but they're so good.
Trap wings, TrapWinz.
GZ.
It's either LV Vegas or 702 or something like that. We give them a free plug. It's just that good.
For real.
So, real. But yeah.
And I'm not a wing person, like with bones in. But I really like those.
Yeah.
Like, I
the
really.
The seasoning on them are real good.
Yeah. Our very kids good. Even like them.
Yeah.
They don't even like spicy a little right. bit.
So I can't wait till we go to the foodie
thing next weekend. So. Yeah. So there's a foodie fest coming
foodie
up.
Foodie festival.
It's supposed to be at the Speedway.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was at the World Mart.
No, it's at the Speedway.
Speedway.
Yeah.
Might get some tickets. I'm going to check my email.
Yeah.
It might give us some tickets. Never
so,
know.
Is that the Speedway? And I think it's either $6 or $8 to get in, something like that.
Yeah.
But then you got to pay for the food.
Yeah.
Which is going to be extra expensive.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be small samples, though.
With regular prices.
They shouldn't do that.
I hope not.
They should do small, because you don't want people just be walking around and they get full and you can't be able to test all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be at least samples that's like at least $3, I would say. Like, if you get a sample, you should get a dollar wing. Like, well, it should be a wing per dollar or something. But it's not actually a wing.
Well,
you get a section.
By the looks of the little commercial, the food looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really good. They had like some sausages and
yeah. I gotta go on a rant. So when they say wings, I always expect the drum, the flat, and the tip. That's a wing to me.
A whole one together.
Yeah, and when you get
that's shaped in a triangle,
however it comes, the whole wing, whether they shape it, put in a triangle or not, when they say wings, so I'm getting six wings. I'm expecting to get six full wings. So when you give me six wings, three drums and two flat and three flats, that's technically only three wings. If you think about it. Right?
I don't know. I don't know chicken wings like that. I like
chicken
balls.
Because they cut them. They have the flats and the drums, and then you have the little tip, right? But when they cut them in those two sections, in those two areas, you get three. They count the drum as one wing, and they count the flat as one wing. I don't like that. I feel like I'm getting cheated.
Okay.
Just tell me I'm getting chicken sections. I'm getting six chicken sections.
Okay.
And don't be telling me I'm getting six wings when I'm actually just getting three. I'm just saying. That's just my rant for that. Like, and then you still pay an arm and a leg for it. They don't say when you get a breast, you get a breast. And you get the little tenderloin that's in there. I'm just saying. I'm a southerner. I know my chicken. I know how it's cut. The only chicken place I don't know how they cut their chicken. Is churches. I don't know how they cut their chicken.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well.
Okay. All right, that's my rant. I'm done. Back. I'm back.
Okay. Well, back. Thank you for
You're
that
welcome.
Announcement about
my poultry rant.
Chicken wings. We will look into that.
Yes, we're going to put that in the parking lot.
We're going to put that in the parking lot and come back to it. We're going to circle.
We're going
to
circle back
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of rants, I have a rant.
Okay.
First of all, my allergies are acting up because the weather's so crazy. Has anybody else been experiencing that? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Yep.
But, let's talk about our older Americans, like the ones who are in, let's say, their 70s. Does it seem like a lot of them are like old and bitter? Like they,
I wouldn't say all of them.
A lot of them.
Some
like have given up on life. You know, I have elderly, now I say, wow, elderly parents. And it's like they don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to do anything. You know, is it because of what their perception of the American dream was? like work for 50 years and go to college, get a good job, work for 30, between 30 and 40 years, and then retire?
I don't think so. I think it's the people that they are around.
You think so?
Yeah. It, like, say for instance, you had people, let's just say their children. If they had children in their lives that like really cared about, it's like, nah, mom and dad, you're not going to be sitting around the house all day. We got to do something. Let's go somewhere. Let's go out. I think if they had people to motivate them, to push them, they'll do it. You know,
but they're very stubborn.
And they are. They won't do it. And as a child, you already know how your parents are. But now you're at an age where you can kind of push them around too. You know,
and it be sounds like, bad.
I know it sounds bad, but I'm saying not push them around, like get them in a wheelchair and just push them and like let them fend for themselves. Oh! But like, no, we're not doing this. Like, I'm older now, so I want you to experience life and I want you to do some things. Do some things with me. Do some things with your grandkids. You know, stuff like that to like get them out of the slump. When they're just at home, not doing anything every day, day in and day out, they get their routine set in.
Like my dad.
You know, so you have to, as you see your parents this way, you got to, like, I don't want to go out. Okay, let's go to Walmart then and trick them. You know, because every older person like going to Walmart for some reason.
Yeah, or the dollar store.
Or to the dollar store. Trick them. Go to the, say, put some clothes on. You wearing that? No, no. Okay, let's, and you trick them. Say, I got to make a few errands. You have to go with me. You know, it's something you can say to get them out the house. My grandmother was like that, but my grandmother would get up and go.
Yeah.
Like, she would go. Like, if I say, girl, you want to ride to Cleveland with me? She would be like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, even if it was, you know, I don't want to say inconvenient, because it wasn't an inconvenience, because I enjoy spending time with my grandmother. But even if it was something that I didn't want to do, like walk around Walmart and look at her, look at clothes, like I didn't want to do that, but that gave her joy and gave her some outside time of the house.
Yeah,
I was fine with it, you know. Walking around looking at, oh yeah, that looks nice. I think I should get this. She always look at house coats and stuff for some reason. You know,
they
so,
always get the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it always get the same thing. Like, and then
I got that in pink.
Yeah. And so to be able to just spend that time is like, you know, it's good. When they get back home, like, ooh, I'm tired. Yeah. You know, you only been out for 2 or 3 hours or an hour or so.
Yeah.
Go buy somewhere to get something to eat. They like to go out to eat if you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the little things that you can do. It's not all about spending money. It's just about spending time. And I think that when they get to that age, that's when we as their kids should be able to spend some time with our parents.
Like, it's difficult, right? Because now you have your own family.
Yeah.
And so, and then you, if you live, especially if you live out of state.
It's hard.
You know, it's hard to go and try to spend time with them. And then if you didn't really have a good relationship with them when you were young, it's hard to make yourself want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
In their older age.
Because any little thing that they say or do that sets you off, it's a trigger to bring you back to when you was 5 or 6,
like, you know,
and it's
what?
Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had a bad relationship with them.
Right.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So it's that. But I think a lot of grandchildren, they take their grandparents for granted.
Yeah.
It's like,
they don't understand it yet.
Even ours. You know, I'm like, call your grandparents, you know, call them.
Yeah.
It's a chore. It's a task. You know,
they don't. They're not there at that age where they don't understand it yet.
They think they're gonna be there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
that's the thought process. We know.
Yeah,
we're at an age now. We're appreciating the time that they're here with us for now, and even trying to pick their brains about stuff.
Even any day now.
Any day.
You know?
Yeah, but the kids. Because I was the same way our kids were. Like when I was young, I'm like, she'll always be there.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel like calling because I don't feel like talking to her or stuff like that. But it's like, as you start getting older, it's like,
Yeah.
Maybe then, I should
and
have.
And then when they slow down, you see it in their faces. Like, they're getting slower. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah. It's coming sometimes. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. And you just start thinking about that. And when you start getting older, you really start putting things into perspective.
Like, and I just wonder, like, with us, how is that going to be? Yeah. You know, because right now we're a different generation. We're probably more so the outspoken generation.
Yeah.
I would say more than, let's say, my sisters, the ones who are in their 50s already.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you look in Instagram or whatever, you see people our age talking about their back and their knees and everything. Like, I can't believe I'm here, you know, at this moment. And I can't even bend over to pick something up, you know, because, like, we're very vocal with our age. And then it's like, when we are in our 70s, it's going to be, what, 2045, 2050, somewhere in there?
Somewhere, yeah.
And, I mean, I can't imagine being the senior group. Being the senior,
we're the senior citizens,
you know.
And 20 years is not far from it,
right? Because you're deemed a senior citizen at what, 55? Even though you can't retire at 55,
yeah,
you know,
you consider the senior citizens at 55.
And how many years off from that?
Nine.
Us? Yeah, in nine.
For me,
years.
9 years. For you,
in 9 years, eight. It'll be. Thank you. It'll be 55.
I'm
you
using
know?
All my months to my advantage.
Well, I'm 47 and a half, so I don't care. I'm half.
Yeah. 55.
You know, and
you
it's
can
like,
buy some property inside the 55 and plus community.
You know, it's like we're getting to be the seniors. Like, we're going to be, and it's How are we going to be? Like, when we are...
We're going to be different, though.
In our senior homes, are we going to sit there with blankets over our legs?
Listen to Too Short?
It be mean? You know what I mean? Like, like how the seniors are now?
I don't think we'll be mean. I don't think, like, our age bracket is going to be mean.
I don't want to have a lineup of game shows.
Yeah.
Like, old people love game shows.
Yeah, I think our...
We're going to be watching The Cosby Show, Different World, Family Ties.
Yeah, reminiscing. Yeah, our music's definitely going to be
Little Wonder,
different.
Max Headroom.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to be watching.
Yeah.
Oh, and our music, right?
This is definitely going to be different. I mean, because our age group, we listen to a wide spectrum of music. We listen to some music that our parents listen to. We listen to some music that our grandparents listen to.
Well, I didn't.
We listen to music that our older siblings listen to, or aunts and uncles listen to. So we got a wide range from the Temptations all the way to Drake.
So what you're saying is we're going to be listening to, like, the Far Side, having a listening party. Oh, what are we listening to that? Oh, we're going to be listening to the Far Side.
Yeah.
And then we're going to listen to
Outkast.
We're going to go way back and listen to some Kid and Play.
Right.
You know, who's 60 now. They're senior citizens now.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some Mike Jones.
Right. Oh, gosh. I didn't like it when it was out.
Well, that's you. I can't say that.
We're going to listen to some Chopped and Screwed.
Yeah,
some Paul Wall. Some
Paul Wall.
Yeah. And how's he going to look? How are they going to look when they're old?
Right. Some of the rappers are already 50.
Yeah.
Eminem's 50. LL Cool J's probably 50, 60.
Oh, he's 50 plus.
Jay-Z 50, 60.
50 plus.
Yeah. A lot of the rappers that we grew up as in the teenage era is already 50.
Oh, they're already 60. Like, Kid and Play.
Oh, Kid and Play is in the
They're 60.
Yeah, they're 60 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe
Bobby Brown.
Oh, he's that man.
You know, New Edition and all that. So, yeah, it's like... But the music is still relevant to this day, though.
The music is still good. Can,
what about the kids that we have now today, in today's world? Like, when they get to be 50 or 60 years old, their music is not going to be, it's not long-lasting.
Nope.
Their music lasts a good week.
Yeah.
A good week, and people don't, they don't release albums anymore.
No.
They release
singles, yeah,
and they remix it five or six times,
right?
You know, and get somebody else featured on the album. how they stuff is going to be when they're in their 50s and 60s, the teenagers now, right? Their music is going to be suck.
Well, first of all, they're not going to talk to each other while they're in the old people's home, because they're going to be too busy texting, and everybody's going to have hump necks.
Yeah.
They're going to have text neck.
Yeah.
So they're going to look like the Elephant Man or something and grow some extensions.
Right.
Like, versus our home, we're going to be talking and chatting and playing Pong and Nintendo and, you know, like, we're going to be having a ball.
Yeah. It might be the fun age.
Right.
But we don't have to worry about these things anymore.
Right.
And just really just enjoy life as we should.
Right. As we should have.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Right.
Right.
But yeah. So I think 55 plus is going to be a good time.
For us?
Yeah.
Because, like, for my sister's age group, for people that graduated from high school in the 80s, like, they're in their 50s now.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them are okay with electronics, but a lot are not.
Some people don't want to even learn about it, though.
Yeah.
You know, because it could be beneficial, but I see people on social media all the time that are, like, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old still using technology, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe somebody taught them or somebody showed them, but I've seen plenty of videos where there are older people showing people how to use certain features on certain apps.
Right.
So it's like, I think it's all about if you want to learn it, you'll take the time to do it.
And I don't know, like, I'm kind of afraid. It's like, I welcome aging, right? I welcome that. But what I'm afraid of is not being able to do the things, to be independent. You know, because, I mean, I hurt my hip. And I've been hobbling around the house.
This sounds old age, right?
Right. I hurt my hip. My left hip. And before that, did I hurt something else? I don't know.
You always hurt something.
Yeah, you know, and I can't imagine not being able to drive myself somewhere, or like to tie my shoes, or to put on my underwear, or to put on my mommy t-shirt.
Yeah.
AKA bra. You know, like, or cooking a meal for myself. Like, I can't imagine not being able to do those things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Your independence is just gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you have to do to stay on top of that?
You got to keep your mind active.
So I need to volunteer around a bunch of kids?
I don't think it's like volunteering around a bunch of kids. I think just doing mind exercises or mind games, things that will keep your brain thinking, and then do exercises that keep you mobile. So brain exercises along with physical exercise, I think that will, and making sure that you're getting the sun and the vitamins that you need.
Like, I just, you know, I felt like
you don't want to be dependent.
Our parents and uncles and aunts and stuff, they always say, go to college, get a good job, and then you retire. And then after you retire, you end up dying. You know, that's when you travel and everything. I want to try to do it now while I can still walk a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I got bad knees already.
Yep.
You know, bad elbow. I got tennis elbow. It comes and goes.
She can't be bounce a knee, touch an elbow. Can't do that anymore.
Well, if I get a little bit of vodka in my system, I could.
Huh?
Yeah, I still have to hold on to something, though.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
You ain't got the Meg Thee Stallion knees.
I could do Meg Thee Stallion if I'm wearing high heels. It's easier, believe it or not.
Because you're already up in the air.
But it's easier to bend your knees when you have on high heels.
I cannot vouch like for that, because I don't know.
You can't. How those strippers dance with those really high heels by the pole. It's easier for some reason. Like, for me, it's easier to do that with the high heels on. That's so weird. But yeah, I mean, weird. Versus doing it, trying to do it in flats.
It's tennis shoes.
Yeah. Like I'm still trying to learn the samba dance that the people do in Brazil. But I have no coordination. I twisted my ankle trying to do that. Yeah. So I'm kind of clumsy.
Yeah. Kind of.
It runs in the family. It I get does. It from my dad.
Yep. And your children get it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're clumsy now.
I'm not clumsy.
He loses his balance.
Well, that's because my equilibrium is off.
Right.
That's all that is.
Right. Don't give him any brown liquor. He'll really have brown an off equilibrium.
Yeah, my body doesn't do well with brown liquor.
So
I'm clear all the way. So my people, no brown for me. That's it. Unless we just stay at the house, like that's it.
And not shaking you around.
And not taking me around. Like if we out, we ain't doing no brown. Like that's all you. Like I'm vodka and Sprite.
Or maybe day. Some tequila.
Or some tequila, yeah. But for the most part, I'm vodka and Sprite. That's my lane. That's my lane I stay in.
Thank you.
I stay in that lane.
So let's talk about the American dream. What is the American dream?
From what they said.
How you were taught growing up.
What you said earlier, go to school, get a good job, and stay there forever until you retire. And get you a house.
That's the American dream. All.
Yeah.
So now these new millennials, the ones, because we got our house like in our late 20s.
Yeah.
And so now these new millennials, they're not able to buy a house. I don't even think they want to.
I don't think so either. I think that they're the new people, the new ones is like the 20-year-olds and stuff like that.
And 35.
They're still at home.
Yeah.
They're still staying at home.
Yeah.
Because they have parents like us. Or a little bit older.
Yeah.
They're not going away. But the people our age and older, we were forced to, like, once you turn 18, you need to go to college.
We were forced to get out.
Yeah. You turn 18. Oh, you're an adult now. I have no responsibility for you. Like, I taught you all I can teach you. Like, but you haven't taught me adulthood yet.
And then when you try to call them for advice, they give you some messed up stuff.
I don't know. Or,
you know,
you can figure it out.
Right.
You know, but it's like, yeah, you taught me from age 0 to 18, but now I need you even more as an adult so I can survive.
Well, for some of us, 17 when we graduate. Okay, from high school.
17. I'm just saying.
We weren't even legal.
But you still need that guidance in adulthood.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying you need hands on, but you still need some type of guidance. And if I'm 22 and I called my parents and asked them for something, not necessarily something financial, but just advice, give me something.
Right.
Don't give me nothing at all. Give me something.
Right.
That I can take. Give me some little nuggets. Or some, you know, okay, this is what you should do when you get your check. Okay, make sure you put some money to the side.
Or let me help you set it up.
Yeah, something.
Let me help you.
Well, not all parents are good with money either, though.
Right.
So I can, you know, I'm just saying, give me little nuggets to where I'll be like, that'll make me think and be like, with the way we are today, we have technology at our abundance. So if you give me a little nugget or steer me in the right direction of something, I can go and do more research on that. And then whatever you said still will help me out in the end, because it might have been something that I didn't think about.
What I can't stand is, as I've asked my parents for something, like not money, but like you said, advice, I was told to Google it. Like, you know, and I think the reason why the world is the way it is because, you know, we had the silent generation.
Yeah.
That was our grandparents' generation who were born in, like, because my grandparents were born in 1912 and 1918.
Yeah.
So that was the silent generation. And then with your grandmother, She was born in 29, right?
Yeah.
But she was kept young because of you.
Yeah.
So she's excluded.
Yeah.
Cause, but for mine, and then so they kind of, you know, brought with them all of that slavery trauma and stuff to our parents.
Right.
You know, and so now we got it. And I felt like our parents were very harsh to us growing up. Like you said, when you turn 18, that's it, you're out.
Yeah.
You either go to college or you wear a uniform. You know?
Ooh,
so, right. Yeah. So, you either go to college or you join the military. You know? And I think because of that, now we had children and we want to be like, oh, I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm going to be there for my kids. And now a lot of them are doing it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Now they want to be friends with the kids.
Yeah.
And so now the kids that we teach, they have no discipline, no nothing, because the parents want to be friends with
yeah.
them because of how our age group. And it's not just the people of color that we're told to go to school, get a good job. It's everybody. It's everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not like, a color thing.
You talk to different people and their parents pretty much all raised us the same way.
Yeah.
Like, no, you gotta go. You gotta get out.
Cause that was the American dream. That's what they were always taught. That was the American dream. And so we our age bracket, we're trying to break that whole cycle of that.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you can go to college, but sometimes you like, even now at this age, looking at college stuff, it's like, is it worth it?
Because
everything, I believe that everything that you can learn, since we have technology, you can learn through a book, through a video, or through some type of online article. You can learn about
Didn't
any
we
job.
Do that in college? We had to read a book.
Yeah.
Sometimes we had to watch videos, and sometimes we had to read articles.
Yeah, so all that stuff you can learn on your own, you know, without the aid of a degree.
Yeah.
Everything. Like you could take somebody that didn't go to college, show them how to build a computer, do the programming, and they could get a job. But will they get paid the high-end job because they don't have a degree?
They will not.
They probably won't. But it's like, if I want to get X amount of dollars, I need to have a degree behind the information that I have, proving that I know this stuff.
What's so sad is, I know when I graduated from college, I couldn't get certain jobs because I didn't have enough experience.
Yeah.
So
and that's
like,
the sad part. It's a catch-free too.
I got a college degree to get the knowledge, you know, and now I'm coming to you to get the experience.
Yeah.
No, I can't hire you unless you have experience.
Right.
How am I going to get experience if you don't hire me?
Right. And that's where a lot of stuff goes wrong.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people don't even believe in doing the college thing.
And
because
our generation,
yeah.
we were told to go to college. We saw college shows.
Yeah.
We saw college movies.
Yeah. Our parents, they were the ones that could go to college, get a degree, and get out of school and get a job.
And not have student
not
loans.
And not have to worry about.
And not have student loans.
Yeah. And not worry about having experience.
Right.
Now, once the market started flooding, everybody got a bachelor's degree. You know, what was it, like 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Everybody got a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
What sets you apart? And then everybody started getting master's degree. Now, 2024, everybody and their mama got a master's degree.
I got three of them.
Kiki down the street got 18 of them.
And if you guys want to buy, we'll figure something out. I got one in education, one in leadership and administration, and one an educational psych.
That's three.
Email me. Yeah. And we could talk about, you know.
I might buy
selling.
The EDS off of you.
You want to buy my EDS?
I'll buy the EDS.
Okay. We're going to talk. $60,000.
Okay. I'll put it on our tab.
Yeah, put it on our tab.
And just transfer.
Yeah. Cook up some transcripts. Yeah.
That's really all it is.
Yeah, he could buy that EDS. Well, the EDS just has been sold, so I still got two more. I got two more. You know, and I was talking to my mom, and because we're trying to get our kids into a charter, right? And I know people are like, well, they need to go to public school. Like, yeah, public school is cool. Like, I was a public school teacher for some years, but it's because parents do not enforce proper home training, it makes it hell for other students. You know,
well, that's at any school though.
That is it, but the parents are not doing it. But at public school, that does happen a lot. That does happen. So like, it's some school where they're into technology and they're giving the kids like internships in the industry and stuff. My mom immediately said, well, what about college? That doesn't sound like a college school. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, but you know, so a lot of people are not really going to college anymore.
Yeah.
No, you got to say it soft like that to them. Yeah. Oh, no.
They don't understand that.
They don't understand that. Our babies are going to college and they're going to HBCU, you know.
If it's around.
If it's around. So our parents who were born in the 40s, because in their day, education was the only way out.
Yeah.
You know?
It was.
And the ones that didn't go to college, they were our electricians, our plumbers, you know, all of those people. And they were still able to have, like, a nice house, a car. So, excuse me, and support a family and children.
Yeah.
But now, you ask anybody. I test children for a living. You ask any of those kids, what do you want to do? I either want to be a YouTuber or a gamer.
Yeah.
And the kids, no matter what color they are, their reading skills are non-existent. They can't socialize. They have, they're not able to regulate their emotions. You know, I mean, we have all of these troubles now. And I think it's due to technology.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for anybody that might be listening to our podcast, if you have young kids.
Oh, yes.
If you have young kids, like from 0 to what?
To 6.
6 years old. Please do not give your kids technology. Like, I don't care if it keeps them quiet. Like, please don't. Cell phones, no. iPads, no. Nintendo Switches, no. Gaming consoles, no. None of that stuff. Because if you let them have it over and over again, you're basically hurting yourself and that child from learning.
So
there's nothing wrong with taking your time out, even if you're tired, letting your child sit on your lap and y'all just go over some cards.
And you let them read to you.
Let them read to you. You know, even if they just make, even if they're like 3 years old and they just making up gibberish, like they don't know what they're talking about, but you read the story to them 4 or 5 times, they get the concept. Let them read to you. You know, to encourage them to read, because technology is just going to destroy their brains. And when you start taking devices from them, that's when you're going to start having this attitude. And then later on in life,
you're going to say, oh, they're on the spectrum.
They're on the spectrum. They got ADD or ADHD, or they might have behavior problems when they're in middle school or later on in elementary school. And that's when the teachers can't deal with them. And they're going to give the child an IEP or 405 or 504. 504,
IEPs
something like that.
Are not, let me tell you. And if you ask me, well, how does she know that? Because I did it for 15 years. IEPs are not for behavior, because they will slap emotional disturbance on your kid.
Yeah.
And you don't need that, because as soon as they get to high school, the administration will be watching those kids. They'll get all their stuff in order so they can kick them out. So you need to stay away from those IEPs.
Think about IEPs when you were in school in 95, 94, 90, in 1990
and further back,
97, all the way
if
back.
They were drooling.
So what was a special ed student back then?
They were drooling.
That's what an IEP is for.
They wore helmets. They had traumatic brain injuries.
We had it at high school. But that's what IEP was. That's what it was for.
And they were still sweet children. And they didn't have behavior issues.
No, they did. That's the thing.
These kids have behavior issues and will fight you in class. I'm prepared. My affairs are in order. So anyway, just don't do that. So we're telling you guys this because we did that.
Yeah.
And we spent $8,000.
This is from personal experience.
On our child, we took him to Brain Balance. Brain Balance saved him. So we went to the Brain Balance in San Francisco. I don't think he's there anymore, but they were awesome.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact that our child was, you know, below. He was above. He was very bright. And his left brain was overstimulated. And that's what these games and these phones are doing. Yeah. So when I see these lazy parents just sitting there and the baby's whining and crying, your child already has an addiction.
Yeah.
An addiction to technology.
And you don't even know
it. And maybe to the radiation that's coming from it. You know, maybe that makes them feel good. But you got to stop it. Even if you're tired, put down a little mat. Sit on the floor with them if you want to go to sleep. This is what I used to do. My baby would sit there. I would wrap my arms around the baby and he would play. As long as they feel you there, you're okay. They're going to stay there. They're not going to move anywhere.
Right.
They're not going to go. You might get a block in your head or so, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Just taking that extra step.
They need that hand over hand.
The hand over hand is most important.
They need that mommy and daddy touch.
Now, do you think that because we did a lot of TV too, but it was all did. Like it was like PBS
that
stuff.
that hurt as well,
yeah,
because it hurt our oldest because it took his like reaction time away, his processing time.
Yeah,
so I mean really the TV should be off and there should be like music playing.
Yeah,
and we're not talking about music with words. Just like, you know, jazz or just, you know, just light music, kid music, just something.
Yeah.
You know, where the it will relax them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll promote like stimulation at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the TV
tech, especially the 2024 tech. It's even worse than it was when our boys were little.
Yeah, cuz they were born in the mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And just keep an eye on technology.
YouTube. Facebook used to be the devil, right?
Well, YouTube was out before Facebook.
YouTube is the devil now, because the children are being exposed to a lot of things now.
Not on Facebook.
No, on YouTube.
Oh.
Now, again, how people want to live their lives—that's on them. But YouTube is a free-for-all. So if they're getting stuff on YouTube and they see stuff about genders and how many genders there are and all this stuff, which that should be something that parents should be talking about with their own children.
And not the school should be.
And not the school, not YouTube. Yeah. I mean, there are some things that parents need to sit down and talk to their children about.
Yeah.
And I can't stand those parents that depend on the school to do everything. You know, well, the school's going to teach that. Well, I had this one parent tell me, well, you guys are the school. You need to take care of that. Like, no, you need to take care of your kids' behavior.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to be aware of that.
Yeah. So if you have any doubt about what technology does to a kid, go to YouTube, Google it.
Right.
And find out the inflict. Oh, I'm messing up.
What
happens when your child gets too much mental stimulation from devices?
And what
you can
happened,
look that up yourself.
And not only are the kids watching YouTube inappropriate things, they're also watching The Hub.
I think that's like older kids.
No, it's middle school. middle school children.
That's older kids.
I never, when I was in middle school, I never even thought about watching. We called them flicks because we didn't have the hub. We had VHS tapes. I didn't see any till I was in college.
Till I was in high school.
And they looked nasty.
Yeah, because everybody was hairy. Everybody believed in letting it grow.
Yeah.
It was Vanessa Del Rio.
Ron Jeremy days. Mr. Marcus.
Peter North. No.
Dirk Diggler. All that old stuff.
Old porn star.
Right. Old. So you guys you need to be aware of that.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I wanted to talk about really quick because I know we're at 45 minutes. So the people at the border that are coming in, right? And they're saying that it's military aged men. So I can't remember which state, maybe it's New York, but they are now allowing some of those people, some of those men to become police officers.
Huh?
Yeah.
Without the training?
Yeah. I guess they can go through the police academy and stuff, but they're now going to be police officers. And there is an uptick in squatting in abandoned homes, or let's just say we go on vacation, right? And then we come back 2 weeks later, there's people living here. We can't even kick them out because we'll get arrested.
But they broke in.
Yeah, but they're squatting now. They have squatters' rights.
They were, from what I've heard, there a lot of them are, well, some of them are using like Airbnbs and other websites. Mm-hmm. To find out who's offering
Verbos,
all that stuff. Who's offering for people to, rent their houses out for money and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll go to a house, see if anybody's there. If no one's there, they'll break in and squat. Until then, and just stay there.
This one woman, she found people in her house. She changed the locks. She got arrested.
Hmm.
And this other guy, he's like an Indian dude, like Punjabi or whatever. He owned a house, and this Chinese dude was staying in the house. He's like, dude, you're in my house, right? And the Chinese dude made like $400,000 a year, but he was a squatter and wouldn't pay anything.
Wow.
Like, come on, dude. Like, for real, you can buy like a whole row of houses.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah. It's weird that people can do that and take over your property, and then you don't have any rights to it. It's just like you pay for everything you never own. So you technically don't own anything. If they have the right to do that,
you will own nothing and be happy.
Like, that makes no sense. Like, what can a person do to counteract that or make something happen before you had to file stuff at your county or in your city to say that my house is not a squatterable house? And if somebody does break in and squat at my house, I have the legal right to kick them out, or somebody's to come and arrest them. Like, how do you counteract since they have so many rights?
So remember when we were at the bar, there's this guy, he's called the squatter hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hire him, and he comes in with the homeowner's permission, and he squats in the house because there's nothing the squatters can do.
Yeah.
They can't say, no, this is our house. No, it's not.
Right.
So, and he's like loud, like just awful, yeah. Right? He probably invites his friends over.
Yeah.
And they probably have a good time and have parties and stuff.
Right.
And until the people move out. And that's how they're getting the people out. Because when you try to take the people to court, it's over $30,000. What homeowner has that?
Nobody.
And so there's another, hello, you're in. Aloha. Yeah. And so, there's another guy, I can't think of it. But yeah, they're trying to get these squatters out of the people's homes. But then you have Tyson, the ones that make those wonderful nuggets that we like. We're going to have to start boycotting them now.
Why?
Because they're letting a whole bunch of Americans go, and they're hiring a whole bunch of illegal immigrants. And so people are going to boycott that company.
They're blazing chicken nuggets. I don't like the chicken nuggets. It's like blazing chicken tenders or something like that. I'll buy me a couple of bags before I have to boycott, because that's pretty daggum good. I'm sorry, but I'll buy me a couple of bags.
I love their chicken nuggets.
I love their chicken nuggets
and their panko or whatever. But yeah, so they're hiring a whole bunch of illegal immigrants to work in there, and they're going to pay them $16 an hour.
Why can't I just pay the people that live here that money?
Right.
Or are we, because, well, our cost of living is high.
Our cost of living is
high. No matter where
high.
You are.
Our cost,
cost
right.
of living is not matching what minimum wage
$16
is.
An hour for a whole family?
Yeah.
Like, you would, that's ridiculous.
That's what a teenager makes at McDonald's or something.
Yeah, well, when I was a teenager and worked at Great America,
I'm
made $4.25 an hour.
Today's wages.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about 1992.
It was 93, actually.
Okay, 93. I'm talking. That was 30 years ago.
Dang, was it?
I'm assuming.
Dang.
Not yeah, 19. Yeah, 2022.
Oh, because my 30-year high school reunion is coming up.
Yeah, 2024. So yeah,
dang,
so $16 an hour or $15 an hour to a kid now, that's a lot of money for them.
When I graduated,
where they have no bills.
When I graduated from college, I got my first social worker job, and it was $10 an hour. I thought I was just balling out of control. Living $10? In Ohio.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Like
in Ohio,
you know, Ohio's expensive? I was able to pay my apartment. Pay for my apartment, pay my car insurance, pay all my bills. I wasn't able to pay that off of $10 an hour. Do you think that could happen now?
No.
So the
$10 an hour, you're making about $800 a week every 2 weeks.
Oh,
like $1,600.
So Light Bright said, snap, I'm coming up on my 20-year reunion. right? Don't the years just fly by?
Yeah.
The years just fly by.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like we're that old.
My 30 years and what? 4 years? 3 years?
No, you're right behind me. I don't even count that.
3 years.
Okay, well. You're credit deficient.
Well, be that as it may, I was still behind.
Yeah.
I was behind. I failed 2 years.
You were credit deficient.
I flunked.
You needed some credit retrieval. That's
but look
all
where
was.
I is now.
Yeah, you're somebody's teacher.
Oh, somebody's teacher now.
Wow, look at that.
Ah, somebody's teacher.
And my
now.
Oldest daughter graduates next year.
Our oldest graduates in, 2 years from
in
now.
2 years, right?
Because he's ninth grade right
no,
now.
No, 3 years.
Oh, 3 years.
Three years from now.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so
one down.
Weird.
One more to go.
Yeah, but we're not kicking him out at 18.
No.
It's going to be too hard.
I think if you're kicking your kid out at 18, like I can understand if they're going to college or they're going somewhere to where they're like staying on campus or they still being taken care of. But I don't think that at 18, they're ready for the world.
No.
They're not ready.
Emotionally.
Think about it when you were 18. Were you ready to get an apartment? Were you ready to take on all the responsibilities and try to figure these things out on your own without your parents' help? Like, I think when you at 18, you still need your parents' guidance and you need their help to go along, to get on with your life. Because
so,
you need their guidance still.
Lightbright said, I told my kids they can live at home forever.
That's awesome.
I mean... as long as they you know follow the rules and
they gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, they
it's
have
still
to
gonna be
rules
in place. You're not gonna be walking in my house 2 o'clock in the morning. I know you're an adult. quote unquote, but there are going to be rules in play. You still gonna have you might still have a curfew. You're not gonna walk into my house at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Like I still pay the bill. I will be asleep.
But still, because our door charms will go off.
And what if they're working? And it's
fine. If they're working, yes. But if you're out partying,
okay. So like, what if it's a once and every now and then? It's not an every night.
I'm cool
night
with
thing.
That.
And they call and they're like, "Hey,
I'm gonna be late." Like, yeah. I mean, but you got to raise your kids to be that way,
right?
If you don't do that, you can't expect that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I can understand if it's a once thing, like they're going out. It's fight night in Vegas or something, and it's New Year's Eve or something, you know? I can understand that. But if you're doing this every Friday and Saturday night, no. We got some rules in play. We got to talk.
And I mean, it shouldn't change because you're still going to have to clean up. You're still going to have your chores.
Yeah.
You know?
You still have your bathroom you got to clean.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be coming over.
But I think what messed us up as adults, our parents pushed us out. And we were not financially ready, and no, we were not emotionally ready.
We were mentally ready.
Right.
It was like, mentally. Once we turned 18, it's like,
right,
I'm done. And I washed my
and
hands
it's,
with
it's
it.
It's like people that have done that to their kids always return home.
Yeah.
You know, because they missed that piece.
Yeah.
You know, luckily, we have each other.
That's it.
So.
Yeah,
because I can ask my elderly parents for advice. And well, maybe you should have. Okay, you know what? I'm good,
and I can't go back home.
Right, drink
my
your prune
grandmother's
juice.
Gone, so I don't have a home to go back to. This is all I got.
Right, so we have to figure it out.
We got to figure it out. So it's like I don't have a home to go to. So it's like you when you turn 18, it's that. That age bracket, that teenager, you know, and adolescent and all the young ages, that's when you're teaching them about little things in life. 18, they're experiencing life and they still need that guidance
so
to help them go.
Lightbright said her ex's mom put all 5 of the kids out.
That's crazy.
Right. And they moved out at 17 and never moved back. I mean, I went to college at 17. And then I think I went back, but it was like until my apartment was ready, until I found an apartment.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was never, because I didn't feel welcome. Like after your parents tell you you're grown now, I don't know what you're into. You need to go figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't feel welcome anymore.
Right.
I'm going to go do something and it might be reckless.
Well, she kicked out 5.
Yeah.
It's like, but how... It's like you gotta, it's either fight or flight at that point. Like if your parents are kicking you out like that, you know what I mean? And you gotta kind of fend for yourself, figure things out for yourself. Like,
and that's so hard.
And that's very hard.
That's
as an
so
18
hard.
Year old that doesn't never experienced this before.
And I mean, even when I graduated from college, I called my dad and I was like, you know, I wanna get a master's, but I don't know what to do. Like, what do you think? Like, where should I don't know. You're an adult now. Figure that out.
And that goes back to what I was saying. Our parents, when we go back and ask those questions, those adult questions, when we're 19, 20 years old,
right?
They should at least give us little nuggets that can help us to be like, oh.
Even if they don't care, well, what do you think? What do you have in mind?
Yeah.
You know, just
give
just
me some type of
some
advice.
Kind of open,
give me
open
some type of advice.
Ended question.
To lead. You know, even if I figured out for myself without you actually giving me the answer, like, yeah, I maybe
just
I
make me
do.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like to do?
Right.
You know, because
and just if that question was asked,
would
you
like to
15,
do? Right. What do you
15
like to
and
do?
14 years old. You think I'll be teaching some kids right now? Heck no. I'm sorry.
You think I would have taught some
I'm
kids?
I'm just saying, like just parents having these small 2-minute conversations with their children when they're young, when they're teenagers, like, what do you see yourself doing 10 years from now? 5 years from now? What do you see yourself doing?
Right.
Where do you want to be? What do you want to do?
What do you enjoy doing?
What do you, To narrow it down. What do you enjoy doing?
What do you enjoy doing?
Oh, you enjoy playing with Legos. Okay, that's engineering. You like building. Let me show you something that deals with engineering. Right. Here you go. This is what an engineer does.
And then let's travel to the Netherlands so you can see the Lego company. You know what I mean? Like
parents weren't. They're not doing that.
No.
They're not.
Our parents didn't do it at all.
Like even if our child were to like change their mind, like, oh, I like basket weaving. You sure you like basket weaving? All right, here's some straw. Weave something. I don't know how to do that. Okay, well, let's try something that's more within in your age. I mean, in your field of finger manipulation, so we can see where you want to be. But it's just about supporting them into whatever they do.
You know what I can't stand? Like, I was on Facebook because, you know, only old people are on Facebook now. And
yes, you
this
are.
This person was like, kids need to be electricians and plumbers and stuff like that. But those same parents are not asking their children what they like.
Yeah.
What do you like to get into? What do you get enjoyment out of?
Yeah.
They're not. So you're just saying all this stuff for nothing.
Right.
You ask kids now what they want to be. I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I want to be a gamer.
Right.
That's all I hear.
And electricians.
And those kids cannot even read.
Right. And electricians and plumbing and carpentry, that's not even being taught in the schools anymore.
No.
All that left in the 90s.
Right.
All that left.
Right.
All of it.
That's when those programs shut down.
And that's when a lot of kids our age, some of the ones that were interested in plumbing, electrician, and carpentry, and auto mechanics, and stuff like that, they didn't go to college.
Right.
They went directly into their trade after school. I mean, after high school.
Right.
And so.
Or during high school, and they got their certificate.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing now, because it's what they were trained in, it's what they enjoyed doing, and they still making a living out of it.
Yeah.
And turn into a business to where they hand it out to their kids, or they sell it to somebody, or they just keep it for retirement.
Right.
Until they retire. So it's like, we don't have those skills anymore. They don't even do, now let me teach you self-care. How can you, home ec, how can you, if your pants tear in the seat, do you know how to sew them back up?
That's not self-care.
That is. It's your
life skills.
That's still self-care.
Self-care is taking care of yourself when
and
you're stressed
And
it's
taking
out.
Care. Not necessarily. That's in today's world. That's today's.
But you mean life skills.
Life skills, self-care. It's all because maybe you can't afford another pair of jeans. How you
so
gonna self-care?
They're not teaching sewing. These are life skills. They're not teaching cooking.
They're not teaching any of these things.
Because I remember in high school, they used to have cooking classes.
Yeah, home
my mom told me she wouldn't put me in it. She's like, no, you're not going into that.
What, home ed?
Yeah, she would.
Yeah,
she would not let me.
She probably stay in there for a semester.
Be quiet. I can cook.
I mean, at least a quarter.
She would not. She let my sister.
At least the first and second
quarter.
She
let my sister do it, but she wouldn't let me.
Yeah, it shows.
You know. So I didn't do it. No, it doesn't.
She could at least let you go the first semester.
I can. Don't believe him. I can cook. My cooking is
she
what.
Should at least
my
let you
cooking
go first.
Is what made him fall in love.
Whoa! Let's not start spilling lies now.
That's the truth.
Wow.
That's the truth.
Luckily, I was raised by my grandmother. She taught me how to cook.
Whatever.
But
that's the truth. He loved my tacos. My burritos. Yes, you did. I mean, I'm not that good with like chopping stuff up, but I'm good with the other stuff.
Oh my God. If I had a camera on here to demonstrate how you cut. It's like you're what are those people call that do the bulls with the matador?
You know what?
That's how she
you
got like, oh hey.
You have to sleep next to me tonight.
She's a very good cook.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sometimes you got to remind them. They have to sleep next to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, all those are gone. That's why my nose is sore. Whatever.
I think you hit me in my nose while I was
sore. I did. All of those programs are all gone. The VOTEC.
All the stuff that helped us out. Mm-hmm. Everything. All those programs.
So, you know, they're saying that they're trying to create like a huge gap. Get rid of the middle class.
Yeah. And only have like, what, two classes?
And two classes, yeah. Rich or poor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they usher in everything, the digital money, the 15-minute cities and all this stuff, it's like the poor are not going to be able to leave, you know, with the credit system, but the rich will.
Yeah.
But they said that the immigrants that are coming in, they are targeting rich homes, rich people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that doesn't mean anything. They have insurance. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know? And if why are those people squatting in regular middle class houses when they could go and squat in abandoned mansions? Why don't they go and do that?
There's plenty of people from overseas that buy houses here in America, but it's far out though. A lot of those mansions are far out.
Well,
and if they ain't got no food, what are they gonna walk all the way back?
They have a backyard. They can grow crops.
It takes like 6 to 8 months to grow crops.
We'll figure something out. They will figure something out. But yeah, it's getting back to parenting. I think if we're more involved, I feel like our parents weren't that involved with us.
No.
They still didn't know us. They don't know us to this day. And like now we actually know our children. When they walk a certain way, we know when they're not feeling good. We know when they're upset about something. Yeah. We know when we have to make them sit down and talk to us.
Yeah.
You know, our parents didn't do that. No. We had to deal with bullying and all that stuff on our own.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it made us stronger, but in a bad way.
Right.
You know, because it's like some of us are just numb. And so when we see that, we just deal with it, you know.
Yeah, I think that we, just us in general, we talk to our kids and our kids talk to us. And a lot of times they get too comfortable. We got to put them in check.
Yeah.
You got to be like, hey, you're getting too comfortable.
Right.
You got to dial it back. You know, but for the most part, our kids will generally come talk to us about anything.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. Yes, sex included.
And so when did it become like your children are privileged because you have two parents in the home and your kids can talk to you about anything? When did that become a privilege? Shouldn't that be like
a right?
Yeah, standard?
It's like standard. I never heard of it being a privilege.
You know.
Like I know the example that you're talking about, but I've never heard of it personally as it being like a privilege.
Right.
To have your parents at home or you having more than 20 books in your house.
That's a privilege.
That's a privilege. Like, I mean,
when
I was growing up, I had like 20 books in my house.
You were privileged. You lived in a 4-bedroom home.
It was a 3-bedroom.
It was 4. That was a bedroom. It had a closet. That was not a den. That was a bedroom.
3.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know.
Yes. Like Bryce said, I'm so blessed to be close to my children. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be close to them to know. And then when something happens or they're thinking about something and say they want to go out, okay, let's weigh our options out. What are the reasons you want to go? What are the reasons you don't want to go? And kind of let them think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to think for them, but you want them to feel like they're coming up with something.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to know your children.
You got to know them. It's all about establishing that rule or that connection when they're young. Because trying to do it when they start getting older, like, they got the attitude, like, what do they want now? Like, what's
the attitude?
Like, if you do it when they're young and they're routine, they're used to it, and they'll be used to it. And so when you get to when they get to be 20, 25, 30 years old, they still will come and talk to you, you know, and still want to know things about you and getting to know everything that you do, you know. So then you start doing some of the things that you wanted to do with them. You never had a beer? We're going to have our first beer together then.
Together. Right? So Light Bright said, my family treats my kids differently because they feel like my children have an advantage over my sister's kids because me and their dad were together for so long. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. That quote unquote, what other people call, oh, it's a privilege for you to have that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
since when was that a privilege?
I say this, it's not my fault that your relationship didn't work out the way mine did.
Right.
You know, it's not my fault. So don't get mad at me for something that's going on in somebody else's household. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have no control.
Maybe they're choosing the wrong people or something. Right.
As Jay-Z said, what you eat don't make me shit.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Just that. Saying. I had to get vulgar. Yes, I don't curse.
Really? Really? I don't either.
I don't. Oh, you are a sailor.
Only when I get upset.
Let some stuff not be done in the house. Nobody gets rest. I can't even get rest. I can't even sleep
when mommy is upset.
When she's on a tyrant? Yes.
Everybody's upset.
Like, I'll be in the bed sound asleep. Hey, little sheep, how you doing? Go across the hallway, go to the back of the house. What do I hear? What the f*** is all this? You still got dishes in the sink? Get your... And that's talking to the kids. And so once that happens, and you come in and tell Mississippi, these boys haven't... I'm like, I'm asleep. Can I just get an hour? You need to go talk to them. You need to go talk to them.
Like, no, you can't have an hour.
Man. But so. when she wants to rest, she get the whole day undisturbed.
Yeah.
I can't get that. I never gotten that.
You get it when we're gone.
No, I want it while you're here.
Oh, that's not going to happen. So, Lightbright said, how the hell is having both parents in a loveless, toxic, abusive relationship an advantage?
In a loveless, toxic? It's not.
It's not.
I mean, but it's all about how you parent, too.
Like, yeah.
Even if your relationship with the other person is toxic, it all depends on how you're parenting your kids. Are you arguing in front of your kids or are you taking the argument somewhere else? You know, that could be a toxic thing for the kids to be seeing you all like that. If you all can't have your relationship talking to each other behind closed doors without the kids being around or seeing that, yes, it's going to be toxic.
But when you look at it from another perspective, like let's say our kids' school or whatever, maybe some of the people that have come from broken homes, they just see, when they see two parents, they just think, oh, that's not a dysfunctional family. It's a good family. They have everything I didn't. So
they might see on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Right.
You're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Like so even just because you have two parents at home don't mean that you're raising your kids correctly.
Right. Right, because they could be there but not present.
Yeah.
You know, their bodies could
physically be there. And there are plenty single parents that are raising their kids the correct way, and they're doing the right thing.
Right.
Because they know what they want their kids to be and do, and they're strict on it. And they're not trying to be their kids' friends. They are letting them know that when you get out there in the real world, it's going to be different.
Oh, okay. So Lightbright said, as far as it goes far beyond arguing, he dragged me across the room by the back of my shirt in front of them before. That would be an issue.
You're not with that guy anymore. Please say
it's an ex. Hopefully it's ex. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
an issue.
That's an issue. Yeah. I don't know how the kids, if they saw this,
Yeah, the kids,
how would they
perceive? But then again, like if you people from the outside don't see that. Yeah. They see like the nice little heart family.
Yeah, and that, and then he a person like that that does it behind closed doors, he's probably all nice and everything in public.
Right.
Like he's probably loving on you and all this other stuff, like he really cares and stuff like that. Like, cause I my mom was in a relationship like that, you know. So I can see that happening.
So he's mean to them and tells them you're not good enough all the time and makes them feel terrible. I loathe having to share custody with him. Mm. He's a totally different person around people. Yep.
Yeah.
That's yeah. those manipulators.
Yeah.
And that's how they are.
Yeah.
You know, around people, you would never, I would have never guessed it.
Right.
And then what they do.
And they, like, and then the people that never guessed it, they still on his side because right. they don't see it. Because
then what they do.
They say like, oh, you lying.
Like with your mom's husband, he would buy things. For mm-hmm. her family.
Yeah.
And that's how he got them on his side.
Yeah.
Later on. He got better.
Yeah.
You're like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
He's still the same.
Yeah. So it was they're master manipulators. They'll put a front on in front of everybody.
Flip that shit like a switch. Yep. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's
they'll be all holding hands with you in public and putting their arms around
this.
You.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's so nice. Like he's showing to the outside world, he's this good guy.
Yeah.
But behind closed doors, he's a monster.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, with people like that.
Glad you got away from that.
Yeah, right. Right. Definitely.
Yeah, you don't need that in your life. You need peace.
That is a very toxic
environment. If you can't have peace at home, you can't have peace anywhere.
I mean, why do we buy houses or pay rent? For apartments.
For peace.
For peace, right? For
peace of mind.
You know, because after you go and you work and you come back home, all you want is peace.
Yeah.
You want a hot shower. You right. want a meal and you want to go to sleep. You want to snuggle
you
up in your bed or whatever. Peace. You want peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Peace and joy.
Peace and joy. Like, you should never get off of work and come home and pull up in your driveway or your parking spot. And contemplate going inside your own house.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you should never want to do that. So, like, I'm going to stay after work.
So, like Brett said, people think he's so helpful and kind and sweet and wonderful guy.
Master
but he is an absolute monster.
That's a manipulator.
That is the trait of an abuser.
Yeah.
They manipulate. And then they manipulate you to the point where they're like, well, you made me do it.
Yeah,
you know, had you not,
you in the
right,
wrong.
Well, and then they make you want to apologize.
What did I do? I just breathed. I coughed.
Well, it was your fault. You did that.
Like, nah.
You know,
nah.
Yeah,
and I know from personal experience, not personal experience, but from a child's perspective, that it's hard to leave that person because they've done it for so many years that. You almost become dependent on that person just about for some odd reason. It feels as if they break you down so much that you can't bring yourself back up to say, I'm worth more than this.
They hurt your self-esteem.
Yeah. And I know that this is not the way a relationship should be. You know, so it's, I know it's a tough situation, but everybody.
Oh, wow. Like I said, they were together for 20 years and, she used to sleep in her truck sometimes because she didn't want to interact with him at all.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's when you pull up to your house and you don't want to get out,
that's bad.
And then when you pull up to your job and you don't want to get out, that's bad. Like,
it's time to move on.
It's time.
Either way, if you stay in your car
too long,
it's time to move on.
It's time.
If you go to your job, you sit in your car, it's time to move on.
And you sit in your car and you start crying. I used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta do it. I gotta do it for the babies.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. You gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've been on for an hour. Don't seem like it.
No,
but
it doesn't.
We have to go. It's been fun. Yes, maybe I can share my story with y'all sometimes. Yes.
Well, y'all can have your Wednesday.
Yeah, so I'm going to follow you. Oh, so yeah, on Wednesdays, I do Hot Girl Wednesdays. It's all women. Sometimes we have men. We try to get some brave souls to come on, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
but it's the first Wednesday of the month. So the next one should be April 3rd, I think. Well, whenever.
April 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3rd.
April 3rd.
April 1st is on a Monday.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And we're going to talk about feminism. Because, you know, all these dudes are leaving American women behind because they're saying that they're too independent.
Not all of them.
A lot of them. The passport bro dudes.
Oh,
you know.
Nobody's even talking about those guys.
But we're it's similar to that. But we're talking about that.
And
like the men, what they do, how they act. And it's, you know, it's not a male bashing thing, but you know, if you're a guy and you're brave enough to show up,
I'm not coming,
then let's do it. I do it on Zoom, so it'll be on my website, positiveecs.com. I'm gonna share that Zoom link. It's gonna be on Zoom because it's gonna be like too many people to have on Podbean. So anyway, yes, so Light Bright, you have to come and share your story. We have to talk about the men because we are women and we have to uplift each other.
Yep. That's
just good. Imagine if all the women, if we all got together and we all told the men, no, you're not getting any.
Any what?
Any loving. Any affection. You're not getting any kitty cat.
So that's,
how would men react to that?
They would go to the tracks.
They would go to they're on our side too.
Oh,
those,
they are?
Yeah, the working women are on our side too. Yeah.
Oh.
So it is gonna be I'm West Coast time. So it'll be 4:30 my time on Wednesday.
Well, just
6:30.
Don't you have it on your website when you're going to do
it? Yeah, but I have to put it on my website. Right. So I don't know what time zone you're in or if you're in America, but it's going to be 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. So whatever your time is.
Don't you post it on Instagram too?
Sometimes. But it's mostly on my website.
On the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh, you're in Texas. Okay, so that's Central Time. So yeah, so like 6:30.
This ain't hold 'em. That's the Beyonce song.
I don't know what song. Yeah.
I heard it like 50 times.
Yeah.
Sirius XM plays all the time.
So yeah, just follow me. Go to my website. I want to follow you. Okay, so I'm gonna follow you and then follow me, Light Bright. So we will stay in touch. And my website is positiveecs.com. And then on there, I'm on like all the social medias. You can follow me there too. But yeah, because we need to talk. Like as women, we have to get together. Yes. Positive.
Positive.
I can't even see that. It's so small. I don't have my glasses.
That's an old age.
That's my old age, right? Yeah, positiveecs.com. Yeah, you got it. And I also do mental health coaching too. But anyway, yeah, so you guys stay in touch. Oh, Mr. Sippy, where can they find you?
You can find me all over one website. I don't, as a computer scientist, I should be doing all medias, but just Instagram, Mr. Sippy 702. That's MR.SIPPI 702. Because, you know, it's a combination of Mississippi and 702, you know, Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and, you know,
thank you.
You know, instead of saying Mississippi, it's Mr. Sippy.
Thank you,
you know
Mr. Sippy. Yeah.
And you know what?
He's old.
I am. I looked up that name one time and like it was like only one, and now it's a lot of people that has a lot of guys got Mr. Sippy on their stuff. Ain't that something? I'm a trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter.
Right.
And I might check my email or what they call it?
Your DM. DMs, baby. DMs.
Okay. I thought it was my damn mail.
Oh, but, my gosh.
I check my damn
mail. He's on Instasnap.
I'm on Instasnap. And FaceTalk.
And FaceTalk. He Googled it.
I Googled
it. He goes on the Google.
I'm on Google Face.
The Google. He's on the Google. Yeah. All right, you guys. So we're going to get out of here. It's late. It's almost 11. We're past our bedtimes.
I got a shower.
Yeah.
Been working in the yard.
Thank you, old man, for telling everybody that. Hey, so remember,
fresh.
Okay. So remember, life is not a rehearsal. It is the final show. So get out there and live it. You have something to say?
Get up and get down.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Your town.
He's showing his age.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So we will see you guys later. Light Bright, join us for the women's.
Join her.
Yeah.
I won't be there.
Yeah, he won't. He's not brave enough. And we'll get some men. I'll try to find some lost souls that will be ready to get chewed out.
There you go.
Yeah, but all right, you guys.
Don't be me.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.